A 1977 Russian study found that adults exposed to ethyl mercury, the form of mercury in thimerosal, were at a much higher risk of brain damage later in life. Mercury intake has also been linked to cardiovascular disease, seizures, mental retardation, hyperactivity, dyslexia, and other debilitating conditions. As a result of these findings, Russia banned thimerosal from children's vaccines in 1980. Denmark, Austria, Japan, Great Britain, and all the Scandinavian countries have also banned the preservative. Yet thimerosal continues to be used as a key ingredient in some vaccines in the United States. And mercury can also still be found in dental amalgam fillings and some commercial fish products. Aluminum is another dangerous element of vaccines. Aluminum is added to vaccines as an adjuvant in the belief that it will produce a stronger antibody response and thus be more protective. Aluminum is used in vaccines to selectively target T helper cells, TH1 and TH2, which push the immunization system to produce antibodies. According to author and lecturer Dr. Lawrence Pilevsky, who advocates a holistic approach to children's health, aluminum forces the undeveloped and immature immune system of infants and children to produce greater amounts of humoral immune cells, TH2, and antibodies before their immune systems have a chance to adapt to the world in which they've just begun to live. Under these circumstances, the activity of aluminum appears to play a vital role in disrupting the maturation of the immune system in infants and children through its effects on TH2, he wrote. Looking at the role of aluminum in vaccines, either acting alone or in conjunction with other vaccine ingredients and environmental toxins, Pilevsky wonders what role this might play in the development of chronic illness in susceptible children. Polysorbate 80, an emulsifying agent, is another potentially deadly additive in vaccines. Clinical studies have shown that polysorbate 80 increases the risk of serious side effects, such as blood clots, stroke, heart attack, heart failure, and in some cases, death. If we're going to do justice to the topic of vaccine ingredients, we need to look at the potential harm of all, emphasis in the original, the vaccine ingredients at once, and examine their individual effects on our children's immune and nervous systems. Then, we can examine the interactive effects of the vaccine ingredients on human tissue and evaluate the potential for harm. How many more children need to be potentially harmed before we invoke the precautionary principle of the Hippocratic Oath? First, do no harm, asked Dr. Pilevsky. With the evidence growing that a number of the ingredients in vaccines may be deadly, even some politicians have expressed concern. Former Representative Dan Burton of Indiana once asked the FDA to recall all vaccines containing the preservative thimerosal, explaining, "My only grandson became autistic right before my eyes, shortly after receiving his federally recommended and state-mandated vaccines.